It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
There is a certain kind of insect that is not picky about the plants that it eats in our garden. It's the Japanese beetle. What can we do to kind of control them before they really get out of hand and start to eat everything in sight?
Oh, yes. The Japanese beetles have arrived, and they have a very broad appetite. They'll eat over 300 different kinds of plants, everything from basil to zinnias to grapes and raspberries and, of course, the roses. They love the roses. First of all, if you just have a few of them around, not a big infestation, the simplest thing is to go out in the morning with a bowl of soapy water and just tap them, and they'll drop right into your bowl and die. It's a really easy way to collect them in the morning and reduce the population. Now, if you have a lot of them, you might want to do a spray. And one of the best sprays I've found out there to use is kaolin clay. What it does is it creates a dusty environment that they don't like. So they'll land on it, but they won't feed and they won't mate. The other thing you can do for your Japanese beetles is to trap them. And I know a lot of people have given traps a bad name. You need to keep them a couple hundred feet away from your garden. And you need to keep them on the south side because that's the prevailing winds in the summer. So they hit the trap before they hit your garden. Don't put it right underneath the crabapple tree or next to the rose plant because that's just going to cause them to come in and feed and go to the trap. So if you do that and use a couple different traps around the perimeter, you'll be able to reduce the population. Now, long term, you have to understand a little bit about the Japanese beetle life cycle. So what they're doing now is they're mating and they're laying eggs in the grassy areas or the soil right around where they are feeding. Soon those eggs will hatch into those little C-shaped larvae that are there, and that's when you can spray beneficial nematodes on your lawn areas and water them in really well. These are microscopic little wireworms that come in a sponge. You wring out into a pail of water, put them in a hose end sprayer, and spray around that area. What they'll do is they'll go on a seek and destroy mission, and they'll parasitize those grubs. So you can do it in September, early September, or you can do it in June, or do it both times. However you try to control the Japanese beetles, you got to stay on top of it so they don't get out of hand.
Here is a question from Andrea in Cornwall. She says, I've harvested all our spring pea crop. I'm wondering if I should let the plants stay in the bed till I plant a fall crop of peas, or should I put them out now?
Yeah, so if your peas are done, this is a good time to do what I call chop and drop. So instead of pulling the pea plants out, just remove the trellis, take a hedge trimmer or hand pruner, and just chop them right down to the ground, but leave the roots in the soil. And then use the tops that you chopped as a mulch on top of your bed. And then starting August 1st, that's when you want to start planting your new crop of peas. The best types to use are the snow peas, those are the flat potted ones, or the snap peas, because even if they don't fill out by the time the frost comes, you can eat the pod itself. So go ahead, plant some peas.
Here's one from Mary Jane in East Haven, and she writes, last year I had beautiful tomato plants, cherry, Roma, slicing, covered with tomatoes, but none of them ripened. She said, we had an early frost, I covered them with sheets, had no obvious damage, but they just sat there. When I brought them inside, they did not turn red. Any suggestions for this year?
Yes. By, I'd say, mid-August, start snipping off the blossoms and young fruit that have formed, even the growth tips, so you can put more energy into the existing fruits. Probably what's happening is that you're using long, maturing varieties that take a long time. That's part of what's going on. And it also could be that your soil is a little too fertile. It's too heavy in nitrogen, meaning you're getting a big bush, really lush and green, and you're getting flowering and fruiting, but it's coming later. So I would say cut back on any kind of fertilization you're doing for next year. Try some of those earlier varieties and do that pruning technique. All of those things should help.
If you've got a question for Charlie, visit vpr.org and search for All Things Gardening. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.